Proclamation number 8102 of 15th of February, 1962. Jesus has built the bridge. You humans have to enter the bridge to the spiritual kingdom. You have to try to detach yourselves from the earthly world. You have to think about your purpose in life on earth. You have to think about where you have come from and where you are going again. You must occupy yourselves with spiritual thoughts and you'll already be moving on the bridge into the spiritual kingdom. And then you will also remember the teachings which were given to you for the purpose of your education, and you will also take a stand on the individual teachings in your thoughts. And then Jesus Christ and his act of salvation will also come before your eyes, who in truth has built the bridge from earth into the spiritual kingdom. And now your will be decisive as to whether thoughts of the Divine Redeemer will touch you more deeply. For these thoughts will radiate to you from the world of light and you need only grasp them in order to derive a blessing which you, as human beings, cannot measure. If you are of good will you will return to these thoughts again and again, because Jesus Christ himself will take hold of you as soon as you remember him and feel his influence as thoughts and questions arise again and again as to what the work of salvation is all about. 15th of the 2nd 1962, and such questions will truly also be answered, for it is the most important thing in earthly life that you find Jesus Christ, that you acknowledge him as the Divine Redeemer and thus recognize me myself in him. For you must voluntarily return to me again, whom you once no longer wanted to acknowledge. If you now believe in Jesus Christ, then you will also recognize me myself in him, who became a visible God for you, so that this recognition will become easy for you. Every person will one day have to realize his own attitude towards Jesus and his act of salvation. And therefore I will send my disciples into the world again and again who are to proclaim the gospel, who are to mention the act of salvation and thus carry the knowledge of him everywhere, who built the bridge for people which leads from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. These two kingdoms are separated and there was a deep gulf which could not have been bridged by people alone. And in recognition of people's great adversity the man Jesus built this bridge through his act of salvation, through his death on the cross, through which he redeemed people's great original sin. He opened a path that leads back to the Father, to me, from whom you all once came forth. But without Jesus Christ this deep gulf still exists and you will remain in the dark realm forever, because no way leads out without Jesus. This is why people should hear about him, about his work of great mercy, about his infinite love, and then they will also recognize that the man Jesus sheltered me within himself, who is love, who thus took abode in him. Jesus sacrificed himself for his fellow human beings, which he would not have been able to do had it not been for the love in him which gave him the strength in his bitter suffering and dying on the cross in order to redeem humanity's guilt and to clear the way into the Father's house for those who accept his act of mercy and appeal to him for forgiveness of guilt and who therefore now also recognize and acknowledge me in Jesus. And again people should therefore be pointed to Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. They shall experience the spiritual hardship therein as long as they do not believe in him and are therefore still burdened with their original sin. They shall hear again and again that they cannot become blessed without Jesus Christ, that the kingdom of light remains closed to them as long as they have not taken the path to the cross, because for such a long time they did not recognize me myself either. But this is the meaning and purpose of their earthly life, that they strive towards me again of their own free will, whom they had once voluntarily left. The reason for their apostasy was also that they were unable to see me. In Jesus I became a visible God to them, and in Jesus they now also have to acknowledge me in order to be accepted by me again. And therefore they must enter the bridge to the spiritual kingdom, for this kingdom is their true home, which can only be reached by the bridge Jesus built through his death on the cross. You humans seriously desire information about the act of salvation, about the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and his mission on earth, seek truthful knowledge about him, and truly, it will be granted to you, for you shall attain beatitude. The path to beatitude leads via the cross of Jesus Christ. And therefore I will send my disciples to you again and again, and they will testify to him. They will testify to my human manifestation in Jesus and to the greatest work of mercy which love itself accomplished on earth in the man Jesus. Amen.